Tonight's shir, Simen Samach Vov, Se'iv Vov, Zayin, and Ches. Se'iv Vov, in Posak, Vipnei Hayira, O HaKavod, Acher She'omer Emes. He interrupts his Kriyashma because of someone he fears or someone he respects. After he finished the third parash of Shema and he said the word Emes, Oh, shesiyim koydem hachazan, or perhaps he finished ahead of the chazan. V'samach Hashem alakechem im emes, and he says together Hashem alakechem emes. Umamtin sheyaskel hachazan, he's waiting for the chazan to begin. V'sheyomer imo to say with him. In a tzorch lachse v'lo pamacheres emes, he doesn't repeat the word emes to say emes v'yatzev. He just picks up v'yatzev. So Mr. Burr explains of kolam and alf umamtin, he's waiting. Perish meaning to say. The ilu imlo shaha, had there been no delay, mishat kinan le kishechozav omer emes, then we would silence him if he would attempt to repeat the word emes, kemo b'shma shema umodim modim. The same way we're not supposed to say shema twice in a row or modim twice in a row. We don't want to say emes twice in a row. Al b'shah, but if there's a delay. After lo mashkinen le, even though we won't silence him, mikomokum ein etzorch lachse, but there's no necessity to repeat it. The lama lo lekaf lo pamashne. Why should he say it a second time? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. If he said Hashem elokechem emes, and now he's waiting for the chazan, he doesn't repeat the emes when he continues v'yatzev. But if there was no delay, and he would just say emes twice in a row, emes. That would be no good. Then we have to tell him to be quiet. You don't do that. V'chein b'chol makom shu posik be'ez brach b'rachas kriyishma. Similarly, anytime he has to interrupt in the middle of b'rachas kriyishma, kishachozer achakach, when he returns afterwards, einot zerach lachso el teves shabasim mena. He goes back only to the word he left off with. Ubat tefila, as far as Manasri goes, ayin lekamam b'simen kuf dalt. So if he will talk about that in simen kuf dalt. Se'iv zayin. Eino omer amen achar go'al Yisrael. Mishum d'havi hefzik. A person is not supposed to answer amen after the bracha go'al Yisrael. That's the separation, it's an interruption. The Ramah says, v'yesh oimim de'oinen amen. Some say you do say amen. V'chein no hagelah nos achar shech tzib. An armenig is to say amen after the shech tzib's bracha, avlam hispalil levad, if he davens alone, Ain onan amen. He wouldn't say amen after his own bracha. Could the come on simen reish tesvav? Like we'll learn later on, simen reish tesvav. Mr. Burr said, "Come on, base. Eino omer amen." The Mechaber says you don't say amen after Gal Yisrael. Bein achar atzmo ubein achar shir tziba. According to the Mechaber, makes no difference. You don't say it after your own bracha. You don't say it after the shir tziba's bracha. It's considered a hafzik. Sif katan lamed gimel after the bracha Gal Yisrael. Achar Gal Yisrael. Lashon avar. Gal is past tense. Mishum duhukoy agulus mitzrayim, because it refers back to the gula from mitzrayim. Albat tefilah shmona esrei, when you get to shmona esrei, the bracha is omer, he says, go el Yisrael. Mishum derachmi ninhu, because it's tefilah, it's bakasha, umispalel al ha'osid, he's dialing for the future. And he has a note on the side that if in shmona esrei he said go'al past tense, Reb Chaim Kinevsky says it's possibly not yotze. I've had signs of Sheikh Tzibur who's not careful. The brach is not go'al Yisrael in Shmona Esrei, it's go'el, and he should pronounce it that way. U'b'maravis, shenogin lomar, baruch atah Hashem, melech tzur Yisrael v'go'al lo, nidcha kataz ma'od l'tarso. The Taz is very troubled with the nusach, baruch atah Hashem, melech tzur Yisrael v'go'al lo, it should be past tense. U'b'dogam evav, yishav kishyaso. The dogam evav, the Yehud, the dogam evav answers his question. However, because of this question, Nahago Anshe Maisa Loma Gaba Marov is Gal Yisrael. Anshe Maisa say Gal Yisrael as well. They're not going to say Goalo. Sivkot Lamedad. The Yesh Omrim. The Ramah introduces the Yesh Omrim that we do say Amen. Ha Yesh Omrim Sphere. This Yesh Omrim holds. Da Filu Al Birchas Atzmo Ona. That for the Bracha Gal Yisrael, he'll say Amen even on his own Bracha. Since it's the conclusion of the order of brachas of Kriyishma, no different than the Amen after Yishtabach, that there are those who hold you say, because it's the end of the Pesukah.
Is it the same benching?
This opinion holds that it's not an interruption to say the Amen between Geula and Tefillah. V'alkein kamar Amar, so there are more rights, d'mitzad echad, on the one hand, minogenu hukam ken yoshom hazeh, that our minog is like this yesh omrim, v'alchashvinu le lehafzik ben Geula and Tefillah. We don't consider it an interruption between Geula and Tefillah. V'alkein no hagenano sachar shirch tzibah, Amen. Therefore we will say Amen after shirch tzibah's bracha. Avle mispal levadah, but on the other hand, if he dawes by himself, ain min hagein alaynos. I mean, it's not amen to answer amen. V'chil kamam b'simin reish tesvav. I inshom, like we say later on in simin reish tesvav. Sifkar lamed hey la'anos v'chulu. So the Ramah says it's the minig to answer this amen after shir tzibah. V'davkem lo hischli dain ha'pasuk shel Hashem sefasai tiftach. And that's provided he has not yet begun the pasuk Hashem sefasai. Dimisham ve'elech ha'vekitfil. As soon as you begin Hashem sefasai, that's already considered tefillah. And this is why we'll see later on that when you take your steps prior to Shemona Esrei, you do those steps prior to Hashem Sefasai. Some people think you're supposed to say Hashem Sefasai. Why are you taking your steps? That's not correct. You take your steps, and when you're standing at the end, ready for Shemona Esrei, that's when you begin Hashem Sefasai. Hashem Sefasai is the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Yesh medakdikim shavot similar tzeskuli amel. Now, some people are medakdik, and they want to be yoyitz all possible shitas, because machlek is machaber amol. Umamtinan b'tzur Yisrael o b'shira chadasha delanos amein achos yetzibur. And they wait by tzur Yisrael or by shira chadasha in order to answer amein after shir tzibur. V'kos v'kol ha'achronim, all the achronim write shal yafahim oksim. This is not a proper thing to do. Even though they're trying to be medactic, it's incorrect. Shayu be'emtza ha'perek shal mesviyatziv. He's in the middle of the section of mesviyatziv. And you can't answer Amen at that point, except for the ones mentioned back in Sif Gimel. Not to mention the Chatchila, you should start Shemona Esrei with the Shir Tzibur. Together with the Tzibur, everyone should start together at the same time. So if you're holding back to answer Amen, he's going to start ahead of you. There's a different way to avoid the Machlekes. And this is proper to do. You want to be yoritzu all shitas, the mechaber amol, this is what you do. Make sure to finish the bracha go'al Yisrael together with the shliach tzibur. Then there's no obligation to answer amen. Or alternatively, begin Shlomona Esrei slightly ahead of the Shir Tzibur. Dahani, mean to say, HaPasek Hashem Sefasai V'Gomer. Start Hashem Sefasai before the Shir Tzibur finishes Goal Yisrael. Tebizeh HaMa'at V'Adel HaKepeda. For that little bit ahead of the Tzibur, there's no Kepeda, because in general, when there's a Kepeda, you're not supposed to start ahead of the Tzibur. But for that fraction, the second or two, that's not a Kepeda. They nicker Klal HaKdamah. Also, no one notices that he's being makdim when you start Hashem Sefasai before the Shir Tzibur says Goal Yisrael. So the Mechaber says you don't answer Amen. The Ramah says you do answer Amen. The Mishnah Berurah says three aces. One is wrong, two are good. The one that's no good is to wait, hold back to answer Amen. That's no good on two counts. No, when you're not allowed to answer Amen there. And number two, you should start with the Tzibur. The correct method, he says, is to either finish together the Shliach Tzibur, the Bracha Goal Yisrael, or to be a little ahead of Shliach Tzibur and start Hashem Sefasai. Once Hashem Sefasai, you can't, at that point, answer Amen. Now, there is a note on the side that there is this idea that's brought to say the bracha Goal Yisrael quietly. And no one hears the Shchaz and Goal Yisrael, and then there's no issue of answering Amen. And for some reason, this has been adopted in many yeshivas and many mekamas atfilah to swallow the words Goal Yisrael. He goes on to say that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, this is wrong, it's a bizayon for the bracha. How do you take this bracha and swallow the end? He also brings up Vos who said this. It's not covered for the bracha to say bracha Tashem b'kol rom and en goy sol balachash. This was not what his rabbeim gedol Yisrael did, and of course Yaakov Kamenetsky as well. So they all hold. You don't see not mechab, not the Ramah, not the Mishnah Berurah such an etza of swallowing the goy Yisrael. No one says that.
Yeah.
If you want to avoid the shayla, the etza is either to finish simultaneous with Shkia Tziva or to get a little ahead of him. But no one says that he should say it quietly. This is not an Eitz Das Baruch.
The Torah turns the whole piece on him. He goes nuts. He says, what? The Chachamim, Mitzakan Abracha, and you're not going to say it? I mean, what? Where are you coming
That's
from?
That's what these people's time. That's what time is. Sivkot and Lamevach. Acher HaShliach Tzibur. The minig is, says Ramah, to answer Amen after Shliach Tzibur. But it's limited to say, in a Ra, Shugamah, Kovach Shliach Tzibur, if it happened that he finished a Her Shliach Tzibur, though Hiskli died from the Esrei, he didn't start from the Esrei, who bein tayim gamar Shliach Tzibur, and in that space the Shliach Tzibur ends, then he answers Amen. But everyone, you don't have to wait for him. There's no waiting at that point. If you finish Gal Yisrael, start Yishmon Esrei. Take your steps and start Yishmon Esrei. Siv Ches. Serch Lismach Ge'ulat Tfilah. It's necessary to put the Bracha Gal Yisrael right next to the beginning of Yishmon Esrei. Lo Yafsik La'achasham Gal Yisrael. There should be no separation once he said Gal Yisrael. Rakim Eir Oynes. But if against his will it occurred, Shlo Henir Tfilin, he didn't put on Tfilin. When his dam below and he gets the tefillin, bein geulat tefillin shows up after Gal Yisrael before Hashem's Vasai, meniach oz, put on tefillin right then. V'lo yivarachalem, but don't make a bracha. Arachish yispal until the Shmoneh Esrei. Aval talis yiniach oz, talis don't even put on a talis at that point. V'im atchlo ama Gal Yisrael his dam below talis tefillin, but if before the bracha Gal Yisrael the talis and tefillin arrive, meniach and put them on, v'lo yivarachalem, don't make a bracha, arachish tefillin until the Shmoneh Esrei. And the Ramah adds, "V'yeshem some say shekarn Gal Yisrael that before Gal Yisrael, in the middle of the parasha, Yivarach al Tefillin, you can make a bracha on the film. V'achinog, and that's the minhag. Mishdabur sefkat on lamid zayin. Sarech lismach, you have to put gula next to tefillah. Ayin the kamon simin kuf yud aleph. Look ahead later in simin kuf yud aleph. Sefkat on lamachas velo yafsik, and one should not delay or pause between Gal Yisrael to Hashem Sivasai, Afilu b'shehir ba'al b'nei. Even if it's just a delay of time and not any verbal interruption, there should not be any delay of time. Sifka lamatash to Amar Gal Yisrael. Once he said Gal Yisrael, v'hu chomer me'ansek. This is even more serious than emsa haperek, than the middle of the parak. Deina hafsek bo afilu b'nei ha'yira. Kol tefila here, we're not going to interrupt even because of awe or fear. The same way we say by Shemoneh Esrei, "Im lo b'mokom sheish chashash sakana." This is mamish sakana nefashos. So when we say not to be mafsik except for kavod or yira, and for us it means we'll answer to kedush and kaddish and things like that. We said not between Shema and Baruch Shem Kuvam Achuslan Ved, and the other end is not between Gal Yisrael and Hashem Svasai. Between Gal Yisrael and Hashem Svasai, there is no responding to anything. At all, nothing. Nakash and Kadush, nothing at all. Once he said, Gal Yisrael, straight Hashem Sivasa, and that's it. Sevkan Mem. Shalom Heniach. If there was an oinus and he didn't put on tefillin, Vlohoya Yochala Hamta Mikriyashma Achi's Dam and tefillin, he couldn't wait for his Kriyashma until he got tefillin. Misham Shoye Misyari, he was afraid, Shayavas Man Kriyashma, he missed his Man Kriyashma. Vordin, or similarly, in Misyari Shayavas Man Tefillin, he's afraid he'll miss his Man Tefillin. Misbal will be tefillin, he should die without tefillin. Then later, when he gets tefillin later during the day, he should put them on then. And he should say a kapitel, and generally the meaning is we're going to say Shema then. So the Mishnah presents a question. If a person does not have tefillin when the tzibur is davening, is it better for him to daven tefillin but tzibur without tefillin? But achakach and afterwards kishiyagiu hatfilin yado when he gets tefillin yikayim is tefillin about he does do the mitzvah tefillin by itself and so basically daven everything and then the daven he'll borrow some tefillin omutov or maybe it's better sheyis akiv achar tefillas hatzibur kadei lishol tefillin mechavero rather he should not daven shmona esrei now he should wait for the tzibur to daven they're done borrow some tefillin kadei sheyikar kriyishma vispal tefillin so he can say shema shmona esrei with tefillin which is better. To daven tefillah b'tzibur without tefillin, or to daven b'yichidus with tefillin. Pasuk Magen Avraham concludes, the mutav sheis akev, it's better to delay achat tefillah b'tzibur after tefillah b'tzibur. He'll miss tefillah b'tzibur. V'yishal tefillah and borrow tefillin. Deshi yikar kumish ma'yispal b'tefillin, or say shema shmoneh esrei tefillin. The maila of wearing tefillin for shema shmoneh esrei outweighs the advantage of daven tefillah b'tzibur. Sifkon mem aleph meniach oz. If he gets the tefillin mamish by Gal Yisrael, put him on. The tefillin yesham shaychus a kriyishma with tefillin tefillin tzitzis. tefillin is more significant for Shema Shmoneh Esrei than tzitzis. He puts on the tefillin, he does not put on the tzitzis, and he can't make a bracha. So if God says, Aleim do not make a bracha them, but Pichosh chodek, Pichosh disagrees, whose sphere he holds, the kiyum neshar le'nech tefillin, may gula tefillin. Once you tell me it's mutter to put on tefillin, between gula and tefillah, then yachal l'vach gamken, then you could make the bracha too, for the mikri hafzik, it should not be considered an interruption. V'chein pasuk b'sefer evan ha'oizim, sefer ezek evan ha'oizim, a concurrence of Pichosh. Amnam, however, Haderach Chaim, Vachayodom, Veshar Harbe, Poskim, Hetikul, Der Shochnach Halacha, the Chayodom, Der Chaim, and many other Poskim called Shochnach Halacha, and therefore the Mishnah was telling us to go with the Shochnach. Omnam, it's like your Avol, the Halach is not to make the Bracha then. Sivkad Mem Gimel, She Yisbalel, he waits until after he daments for the Brachas. She Memashmish Behem, he'll feel them, he'll move them, Mavarach, make the Bracha then. Sivkad Mem Dal, but the Talis is not put on. If he's putting on the talis, he has to do an atifa. He's going to have to sit silently before it begins from an esrei. That silence is an interruption. Will be allowed for tefillin, but not for talis. If he gets talis and tefillin before Gal Yisrael, he should put them on. At that point, putting on talis and tefillin is not a hefsik. At that point, he can still be involved in his malacha while he is korei. It's not considered a hafsik in the emtsa haparsha of Kriyat Shema or the brachos to put on his talis tefillin. This is all before Gal Yisrael. And he'll make the bracha, on tefillin then too. But salam kodesh on bracha tashem. It's obvious before he said the bracha, tashem. So the acham became bevadi osel has v'shom dov, because if he said bracha tashem, he can't interrupt. El yisai and gal yisrael, he has to end gal yisrael. V'niach tefillin below bracha and put on tefillin without a bracha. V'ayim besamach mash chesam v'shem ma'am amordchai, look what we wrote nearby, in the name of ma'am amordchai. Sivkal mem zayin yivarach v'chulu. So if he's before gal yisrael, he puts on his talis and tefillin. The Mechaber says not to make the bracha till after Shmona Esrei. The Ramah says he makes the bracha on the tefillin. Yivarech v'chulu v'nir pashut. The kan arsalom baruch shen kavod v'chulu shenagin loma achaberes al mitzvus. Over here, he cannot say baruch shen kavod that the meaning is to say after al mitzvus tefillin. He's in be'em sebirchus kriyishma. He shouldn't say it. Gam nachon, and what's really appropriate is shle yivarech b'zei kiyim bracha achas haniach. He should say one bracha. Just say l'haniach. The belav hachi harbi poskim seven klein. Anyway, many poskim hold this way. V'chenal b'simin chavav and sham, like we said before in simin chavav. So if you always say laniach, of course you're not going to say baruch shem. So if you said al mitzvahs, you can't say baruch shem, and if you don't say it, matov.
And later, should he move it and do the question.
He doesn't say what happens later on. So l'chayra, I would have said you do it later on, but then he throws in belav hachi many poskim hold. You only make one bracha. It kind of implies that now you'll be somech on the post mole, you just make one bracha. Sivkad memchas v'hachi nahog, and that is the minig. Umuch divechorim d'hachi kaimlan. Now, if you see that chorim, that's how we hold, that he will say the bracha on the tefillin, but he's not going to make a bracha on talis until after the Shmoneh Esrei.